Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the Feast of the Holy Family 2025. The Book of Sirach, Chapter 3, offers a good set of instructions for maintaining a holy and whole family. Honoring your father helps save you from sins and makes your prayers more audible to God. It also brings your mother comfort, as does your reverence for her. These are nonverbal ways to atone for sins and store up spiritual wealth. Unfortunately, Sirach was not among the Hebrew scriptures Jesus, Mary, and Joseph would have studied. They developed a set of guidelines for building a holy family by how they built their own, as reflected in the Gospels, including Sunday's reading from Matthew chapter 2. It wasn't easy. Joseph relied on divine reassurance that it was God's Holy Spirit who impregnated his betrothed. Shortly after Jesus' birth, Mary was told that her son would cause the rise and fall of many in power, and that his own rise to power wouldn't come until his suffering and death pierced her heart with grief. But what did Jesus contribute to the early construction phases of this holy family? Scripture tells us this child had many enemies, requiring Joseph to take actions ensuring his family wasn't an easy target. We also learn that Mary must have worried about this, as when, after a torturous search for their missing boy, they found him discussing matters of faith among adults in the temple. "How could you do this to us?" she asked him. His answer was delivered with an almost autistic indifference. "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" We are told that from then on Jesus obeyed his parents and that Mary stored such memories in her heart, the one destined to be pierced. Did young Jesus add more to her heart's wear and tear? Scripture doesn't tell us how the boy got along with other children or even if he had friends. If he preferred hanging around with adults, we can imagine him being physically and emotionally bullied by children who couldn't relate to that. Did he come crying to Joseph and Mary with those injuries, or did he bottle them up? Did he carry such childhood baggage into adulthood as he embarked on his mission to save all of humanity, including his persecutors? Mark's Gospel tells us that when Jesus' family heard about how he was going about that mission, they went out to, quote, "take charge of him, for they were saying he is out of his mind," unquote. We don't know if Mary was among that family, but Mark does tell us of another instance where his mother and his brother sent someone to tell him they were waiting for him. That inspired another autistic-like reply from Jesus. "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Looking around at those seated with him in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus, Mary, and Joseph proved a holy family can be built despite its builder's aches and pains, or possibly because of them. Maybe that's why St. Paul assumed those unpleasant human components come as part of our kit when he offered these tender reminders to anyone hoping to follow the JMJ blueprint for building their own holy family. Quote, "Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord." Unquote. That's from Colossians chapter 3. These may not be politically correct instructions for this age's artificially intelligent architects, but it was humanity's perpetually imperfect politics that made Jesus' salvific mission necessary from the start. With that in mind, families being subordinate to each other in today's warring world seems like a pretty constructive plan. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish, in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.